A new book by journalist Gerald Posner, Why America Slept, details the U.S. interrogation of a captured al-Qaeda official, Abu Zubaydah. The book includes revelations on the inner workings of al-Qaeda, and the authors claim that U.S. officials used sodium pentothal, that's often called truth serum, to help extract some of this information from Mr. Zubaydah. Here's an opportunity for an explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers. Does truth serum really make people tell the truth?
No, it does not instantly force a subject to become George Washington. What so-called truth serums do is lower your inhibitions, helping you to become chattier but not necessarily more truthful. Subjects who've been given a truth serum can lie, they can fantasize, and they can be manipulated into telling falsehoods by an interviewer's suggestions and cues. Barbiturates such as sodium pentothal were first touted as truth serums in the early 20th century. Because they inhibit control of the central nervous system, truth serums were supposed to induce a hypnotic twilight state that elicited a mechanical recitation of the truth. In reality, though, the only good truth serums are found in bad science fiction. Of course, drugs that lower inhibitions have long had a reputation for coaxing people to get things off their chests. You only have to think of the phrase in vino veritas. By the way, U.S. courts have generally found truth serum-induced testimony to be scientifically unreliable and inadmissible. But Gerald Posner's new book claims the Bush administration thinks it has found a legal justification for the use of sodium pentothal. You'll find an examination of the legal precedents involved at Slate.com.
Slate's Andy Bowers, Slate writer Chris Sullentrop, also contributed to that explainer.